B-Pod Studios.
On the phone with us right now is Fred Hoiberg. He's a retired IRS employee, worked many years with the IRS, now retired. Fred, are you there? Hello.
Yeah.
Hello, Fred. Are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah.
Can you get off the speakerphone and just come on in the air with us?
Pick up me on hold for quite a while.
Just pick up the handset and we'll be ready to roll. Anybody that...
when will we be on?
We're on the air now, Fred. Hello?
Hello.
There you go. Welcome, Fred. Welcome to the show.
Pleasure to be here.
If anybody has some tax questions, Fred, how many years, Fred, with the IRS?
42 years.
42 years. How long ago since you've retired?
Oh, it's been about five.
So let me ask you, are you up to date on all the new tax laws?
Well, I try to keep informed, and
okay.
I still like to keep active and talk shop.
If you'd like some tax advice from Fred Hoiberg, again, 42 years with the Internal Revenue Service. And, Fred, I'm going to ask you right off the bat, do a lot of people wait to the very last minute before filing their taxes?
Yeah, a lot of people do. I'd say probably a good 70% of them do.
Really? That high?
Uh-huh.
All right. And is that a good thing to do, though?
Well,
to wait till the last minute?
You know, the government gives you till the 15th of April to do your taxes.
Right.
And that's perfectly legal and acceptable to wait till the last minute.
Sure, I would assume. Yeah, of course it is. And so,
but, you know, I'd always make sure that I had mine done earlier than that. You know,
sure.
Because I usually got a pretty hefty refund. And,
right. Did you get one this year, Fred?
I sure did.
All right. Let's go to the phones right now. K-Rock, hello, you're on the air with Fred Hoiberg.
Yeah, ask Fred if he's still playing with the Pacers.
Do you still play with the Pacers?
You know, I get that an awful lot.
I bet you do.
I wish there's a gentleman by the name of Fred Hoiberg, and he does play for the Pacers. I wish I had some of that NBA money.
Oh, yeah. All right. K-Rock, hello, you're on the air with Fred Hoiberg.
What's his name, Sam?
Fred Hoiberg.
Okay.
You got a tax question for Fred?
Well, yeah.
All right, go ahead.
I'm a hardworking American, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Work 12 hours a day.
Yes, sir.
I'm still at work.
Mm-hmm.
I did my taxes. I'm single, no children, no dependents, no nothing. I'm only getting $12.82 back.
Oh, my God.
What am I doing wrong?
Fred. You know, no kids, works his ass off, and winds up only getting $12 back.
Well, you know, I always work on the assumption that where there's smoke, there's fire.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I guess going through all those returns, you would go with a philosophy like that. Yeah.
And somebody that's going to complain about getting money back,
yeah,
to me that is a red flag.
Oh, that would red flag on your computer?
Uh-huh.
What did you do before computers, though? I mean, you, 42 years, you had to go probably at one point in time, collate all these things by hand, didn't you?
Well, we had a little something called a pen and pencil set, and
uh-huh,
a filing cabinet.
Sure. Those times are long gone.
Well, for the most part.
What do you mean, for the most part?
Well, I never could figure out the computer.
All right. So you, even right up until the time you retired 5 years ago, you still did them by hand.
Uh-huh.
All right. K-Rock, hello, you're on the air with Fred Hoiberg, retired employee from the IRS, answering your tax questions.
I have a question for Fred.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we, not me, but a friend of mine, he sells, well, imports and exports, and he's making extra money now. And he's
Without claiming it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He can't claim these. And he wants to find a way where he can, you know, shuffle it into the system.
Fred,
he wants to do what?
He's selling
imports
and exports, and he wants to find a way where he can start claiming this money when it's really not legal money.
What, is it in the drug business?
I didn't say that, Mr. Hoiberg.
Well, I'll tell you this much. He's better off just to keep it all under the table.
Wait, hold it. You worked 42 years for the IRS. You're telling somebody to keep it under the table?
Well, I think that people don't understand that. And me being retired, I figure I can, you know, I can speak my mind. But most of the trouble people get into is when they get a conscience and start declaring a bunch of crap, and all that does is raise a red flag.
That, because there are certain things that when you get a return that you have to go through that are red flags, things that just don't look right.
Yeah. What I did is what they call mouse milking.
What? What?
Mouse milking.
What's that?
Well, it's where you spend an inordinate amount of time on what it appeared to be a small account or a small debt or someone that's owed a refund. That was sort of my specialty.
Right.
I found a lot more satisfying than going after the big fish.
So you go after the little guy.
You're dealing with lawyers and whatnot.
So you go after the little guy.
Right.
Basically. You can say this now because you're retired, right?
I can say anything I want, yeah.
What?
You know, you get some old grandma or something like that.
Yeah.
Last thing they want is to get into a game of liar's poker. And at some point, we called them lambs.
All right.
And at some point, they're going to break and admit to something. And then you get your commission, see?
I see. So you actually got a commission.
I'd say to him, come on, you got to get off the dime. Let's get going.
K-Rock, hello, you're on the air with Fred Hoiberg.
Hey, Stan, how you doing?
How are you?
Hey, all right, I got a question for old Fred there.
Okay.
Well, actually, this is a two-parter.
Okay, quickly.
Number one, I make about $30,000 a year.
30?
Self-employed. Yeah.
Okay.
And I pay child support from my first marriage.
Okay.
Unlike a lot of us do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have to claim that as part of my income.
Uh-huh.
And I pay taxes on that as a whole.
Right.
When my ex-wife receives it, she's got to pay taxes on it, too.
Yeah.
All right. Now, uh-huh, it's double taxation, isn't it?
Wow, good question.
Well, you can call it whatever you want.
It's double taxation, though. It is. If he's paying tax and the ex-wife's paying tax as it being income for her for the child support, that's double taxation, Fred.
Well, that may well be, but it's the law, and it's a cash cow, so...
A cash cow.
Fred, do you feel comfortable going to sleep at night knowing that?
Well, I had to have a job, and I don't do it anymore.
Right, you're retired. How old of a man are you, Fred?
I'm in my 70s.
Right, 42 years doing this.
Yeah, I managed to put away quite a bit of money over the years.
I'm quite sure you did. All right, Fred, time for one more phone call before we have to let you go. But I do appreciate your time with us. You know, you didn't have to do this, and I appreciate it.
Well, I'm happy to help people out.
All right, let's go to the phones one last time here.
Of course, that fella sounded like he swallowed the bottle instead of the pills.
K-Rock, hello, you're on the air with Fred Hoiberg from the IRS, formerly from the IRS.
Hi, I got a question for Fred.
Go ahead.
If there's two parents that are separating, they have a little girl, and I paid child support, not through the court system, something that I give them on my own.
Right.
She also works, but she's claiming the child.
Uh-huh.
Is there anything I can do to also claim that child?
All right, I'm going to let Fred give you his answer here. And, Fred, what about that? A separation, not court-ordered child support, but he's coughing up the dough every month.
Well,
that happens to a lot of us.
If you ask me, it's a fella sounds like his enchiladas have lost their chili. If you're going to go ahead and pay something, you won't pay any more than the court had ordered. And if the court ain't ordered nothing, don't do nothing.
But then that he would, not on a paper, but he'd still be like a deadbeat dad if he didn't pay anything.
Well, that's something he'd have to live with, because it's nuttier than a squirrel's breakfast to go and throw out money like that. And to answer his question, the woman always wins.
Without a doubt, not even to think about it, the woman always wins.
Yeah.
All right, Fred, I think you're right there.
Yeah, well, I mean, anybody that wants to argue with me has been in one too many scrimmages without a helmet.
Fred,
you know, no strings in the racket.
Right. Fred, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate this. Maybe next year we'll do the same thing again.
Okay. I'm glad I was able to help you out. And,
all right.
Hopefully, folks will be able to get it all done. But most of the people I talk to today, it sounds like they're serving the racket instead of the ball.
Bye, Fred.
Bye-bye.
1974 is the year that they are now planning for sex on the streets in every major city from coast to coast. And get ready for a shock, the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll. It isn't just the lyrics, it's the teenage girls in Detroit interviewed as to why they had illegitimate babies. They said not just the words, the beat. The fertility rights of the jungles are the same beats incorporated in this modern rock to stir them up.
Heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on. Now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. So damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. They'll fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon. We like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. To us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney all afternoon.
Southwest Florida's airwaves for decades. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Wednesday
addition. I gotta start thinking about. You know, I wake up and I don't even know what the hell day of the week it is.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Usually,
it's a Wednesday.
All that really matters to you is it a weekday or is it the weekend?
Yeah, that's what it matters. Because I go into a different mode. But this is weekday mode. I was talking about this off the air. You got your music at your fingertips right here.
Oh, you want me to do it? All right.
Yeah. Now, let me explain what happened here. So, I'm at work yesterday, and my girlfriend texts me. She says, I just...
Saint of a woman.
Yes, she is. I just found a country artist that I think you'll like. You and Haney should love him. And I'm like, what? And she put his name down, and I didn't have time to go and look him up and listen to him. So we went out to eat last night. I'm in the car, and all of a sudden I hear a song come on that she has on her Spotify. And I'm saying, holy jeez, this is traditional, old-school country music with the Hawaiian steel guitar, the fiddle in it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, who is this guy? She says, I just discovered him. I put into my Spotify jukebox music, and this song Mr. Jukebox came on. And it's by this guy named Joshua Headley. And she says, I heard it. I knew you guys would like it. And then I guess he just put out an album for the first time. He had a few singles that he released. But he just put out an album last year. And then I started reading. Rolling Stone a few years ago said he's the next big watch for artist. Jack White's label has him. And he's phenomenal. Just phenomenal.
Well, I'll be the judge of that.
Okay, what do you got there? Oh, there you go.
God, I'm nice and relaxed now. I know this place.
Feed me nickels, feed me dimes. I'll play your favorite song just
writes
one
his own
more
music.
Time. I'm right here in the corner. Anytime you're feeling blue, if you've got a new romance, well, I've got the perfect dance. If you need me, I'll be here. I'm Mr. Jukebox.
Sample him. Try some different ones.
It's my home.
He's great.
And it's the only one I've known. I've been here since I was a little boy.
Grew up in Naples, Florida.
I wonder if we trained him.
That's what I'm thinking.
Dancing to and fro while the music plays, new lovers find their joy.
Try it here.
Oh, hold my beer.
Yeah, man.
Hello, honey. It's been a long few years.
I love it.
How am I doing? Well, I'm just counting all my tears. You look so happy. After all,
and he's 33.
Yeah, he's in his 30s.
He's in a time warp like we are.
Yeah,
it's nice.
Grew up in Naples.
But I'm a young sidewinder, a high note finder, a fiddler, a gypsy, and a wandering soul. I'm a little bit crazy, a little bit lazy, and I don't feel at home unless I'm on the road. I got a rambling fever down deep in my bones.
He's good.
From back roads and byways to places unknown. From wasteland
so
to
I'm coming home from dinner last night. This is all I'm listening to. Oh, keep it going. I don't want to change it. Keep it going. Play another one.
And I'm never alone on the road. Let's take a vacation.
Amen.
And fall in love again. Go back to where we started.
I'm getting them on.
If these walls could talk,
this would have been a hit in the late 60s.
It sure would have. I'm thinking Hee-Haw.
Sad and lonely.
Buck Owens introducing this.
Well, you know, Naples will do it to you.
Yeah, well.
About a woman who said she was through, and a man who can't move on. If these walls could talk, I bet they'd sing a song.
The instrumentation on this is like straight from that time.
We never were in love.
You see,
there were never stars above.
We always ask, you know, why don't they why don't they make them like they used to? Well, they can.
Yeah.
They just don't wanna.
This guy's getting attention. Jack White can be a hit maker if he wants to. I mean, he's...
This time, when you wake up this morning, if you turn to reach for me, I won't be there.
Nice.
Yeah.
And even his album cover is done in a vintage style.
Yep.
Let's just keep this on and get a case of beer today.
I know, that's what I'm thinking.
It isn't right.
That's him playing the fiddle, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Town that we're together, we did our best.
I love
to
it.
Hide our love away. Will they say loose lips sink ship?
There's one on there. The only one that he didn't write is When You Wish Upon a Star, and he wrote that for his dad who lived in Naples.
When you wish upon a star.
This is the only one that he didn't write.
Makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you.
In this, this is the country music I like.
If your heart is in your dream.
Well, it's in your blood.
It is. It is. That steel guitar.
God help us if you could ever manage to play it yourself, but you try.
I don't have the capabilities. I don't have. There you go. So I'm going to get to work on him. I'll bet you he knows.
You know
us.
What? Why do you get a pass on that?
A pass on what?
Because if it was the shoe was on the other foot and it was me, you'd go, no, you're just not applying yourself, Haney. Get out there and do it.
I remember I had to make you do it.
Yeah. But yet I'm supposed to go, oh, poor Stan. He can't play an instrument.
I can't. How many?
Why am I not supposed to kick your ass?
How many instruments have I tried to play?
Well, but you always find a way to shut down the argument where I've got, very rarely does this happen to me. You know, during any sort of argument or debate, but Stan can shut me down, and I'll tell you how he does it.
What?
Stan, why aren't you playing your instrument anymore? Oh, it was making my little girl cry.
It was when I was playing the licorice stick. I learned a song.
You thought it was good.
I did think it was good.
It just affected her ears, I think.
Oh, made her cry.
It wasn't that you were playing it bad.
I tried in the garage. I tried in the bedroom. I mean, she could be put down for the night when she was a baby. And I just, you know, a couple of little chords and see how I'm doing in the Mel Bay clarinet book. And then she'd cry.
I can't imagine that, because when I would play to put my little girl to sleep.
This is why I don't play an instrument.
If I stopped too early and I thought she was asleep, her little eyes would flutter open and go, "Not yet, Daddy. Please keep going. Please
keep going." Well, I can't. I don't do that.
Please play some more of that sweet music.
That's it. I don't work on it.
It's a gift, huh?
Yeah, it is a gift. Sometimes, Haney, it's a curse.
Ah, no kidding.
Yeah. Naples Nissan, our pal Aaron Walker. Now, you know, talk about push, pull the dragon in. He's going to give you a big money. Last month, they handed out a minimum of $7,000 for clunkers that just wouldn't even move. They had to drag them in.
And you know what I've learned? The value of your car is based on really two things. A, does it run?
Yeah.
B, or it may be reversed. It may be A, does it have cold air? And then B, does it run?
Don't worry about it.
And if you got that,
yeah,
the world's your oyster.
Minimum $7,000 at Naples Nissan. Now, your car might be worth more.
But you got it running with air conditioning.
Could be worth more.
You're the king of the world.
Yep, and you can put that money towards the all-new 2019 Altima or Rogue. And we've told you this week about it. The boys of summer are back, and only at Naples Nissan. Aaron's going to give you tickets to New York, Chicago.
What if I want to? What if I want to go to a game to see if that guy can keep up that cold streak?
Yep, you can arrange it. It's all happening at Naples Nissan. Visit NaplesNissan.com for complete details. Offers with approved credit and cannot be combined.
Yeah, I want to go and cheer for him to strike out.
We'll be back.
We've got our finger on the pulse of our numerous enemies. Where's your finger? Excuse me. Stan and Haney in the afternoon, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. Coming up on the show in just seconds, we'll do the audio grab bag. About an hour from now, we will play another edition of Are You Smarter Than Haney? And of course, 4 o'clock, it'll be the 4 o'clock safe word. Could get you $1,000 if you are next multi-market winner. You hit the G-spot. I am telling you, I guess... word has already gotten to Joshua that we love his music.
Wow, that's like psychic. How would he know?
Well, a buddy of his let his brother know. His brother and his buddy are listening, and they're getting word to Josh that Stan and Haney are playing his record, and they love it.
Wait, somebody's listening to us?
Yeah. Can you believe it?
You mean they're hearing every word we say?
Every word.
And then somebody's brother.
Yes.
And then somebody's brother told a buddy.
Yeah. Who told a friend who told somebody else that we're talking. Now, here, they actually sent me the text that was going on while we were doing that.
Geez, I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't know. But that way, what do you mean you don't know how you feel about it?
I mean, it's like somebody's eavesdropping on us.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Go ahead. Yeah.
That's why I like being in the room here.
I value my privacy.
You think nobody's listening.
Well, I thought it was just us and our friends.
Absolute Law text line. Hey, guys, I just let Joshua's brother know what you guys just did. You guys rock. And here's the conversation between this guy and his brother. Hey, just FYI, Stan and Haney are on K-Rock, and they're playing and talking about Joshua. They just said they want to get him on the air. His brother, Joshua's brother, replies, "Thanks, just started listening to it, caught the tail end. I'll text him and let him know." And then his buddy said, "Yeah, they loved his stuff." And his brother just said, "That's sweet." And he's going to get in touch with him. I knew that. I'll bet you they grew up on us.
But I mean, the guy's got a record out. What do we matter?
What do you mean, what do we matter? That's what we're doing.
Yeah, I mean, big whoop. He put out a good album, and we know it's a good album,
yeah.
And said it's a good album.
Yeah.
He's already made it. What do we have to do? Yeah.
He's already big time. He's done the Grand Ole Opry.
Jesus. Those are dreams, man.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I have his formal we can just have him phone.
That's the only way to do it.
You know, just have him phone in.
We can't deal with managers and whatnot. The only manager we could ever deal with well, and God, I miss him. He's been gone for a long time now, but that would be Merle Kilgore.
Merle was a great guy.
We love Merle. Mm-hmm. Merle was our bud. Yeah. And, you know, Bo Cephas is coming to town, and if Merle was still around, there'd be no problem.
No problem. He'd be sitting right here with us.
Yep. You want to go see Bo Cephas?
I would love to see Bo Cephas. I would love to.
I saw him years ago.
You know, he used to go and do the bar over in Melbourne years ago.
Bo Cephas?
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, there's a story about him over there. At the big country hoo-ha over there.
Where Tanya Tucker played?
Yes. Yes. Yes, sir. That's right.
I must have just missed him then.
Yeah, I'll tell you about that.
Because he was too big to play there.
Because my sister went to it.
Which sister?
The one that was troubled.
Oh, wait a second. You don't have a sister you like anymore, do you?
They're all right. I like my younger sister I still talk to.
Okay. Let me see if I understand.
It's the half-sister that I don't want to deal with.
Well, there was one sister you didn't care for and one sister you really liked.
Yeah.
And now the one that you really liked has disappointed you, and the one that you didn't like has calmed down, so they've kind of become on the same level.
It kind of reverted back a little bit. Okay. But
we're okay. Oh, it did revert back.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you throw that half-sister in there.
Jesus Christ.
How did they react to her?
I ignored her like I should have.
Well, you did know better.
I did know better. Grab bag brought to you by the
I'm still a little creeped out that, you know, people are paying attention to every word we say.
I don't know if they're paying attention.
No, I mean, if they're texting people and going, hey, guess what they're doing. Good. You know, how'd you like it if I did that to you? Nobody likes a gossip.
No. No. Little tattletale loose with the lips. Like Dave.
Don't you dare pick on him today. He's a good boy. He's done nothing wrong.
A lot of
slander coming his way.
Yes, there is. You were doing the story.
He does enough on his own without making up stuff.
Oh, he does plenty on his own. You did the story yesterday how studies have shown everybody, once in a while, hits a dry patch.
Somewhere, someone you know, is in the middle of a dry spell.
Spend all your time waiting.
It may have been brought on by a recent breakup, a hectic work schedule, or bad personal hygiene. Many people in the middle of a dry spell have lost self-confidence, become withdrawn, and feel ashamed. Let's all do our part to relieve the suffering of others by banging a buddy. When you bang a buddy, you can bring someone out of the cold darkness of deviant self-pleasure and into the soothing light of casually pooled fluids and an awkward goodbye. So don't wait until you're staring into the puppy dog eyes of someone pleading with you for pelvic relief. Someone near you is in a dry spell right now. Bang a buddy.
What?
It's the right thing to do.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on. We weren't raised for this.
No, we
don't know what's going on.
Nope.
I saw a story yesterday in the Daily Mail where it was a very emotional, flamboyant young man who was doing, you know, what all young guys dream of, becoming a nurse. And he had his nursing school prom.
Oh, isn't that great?
And didn't have a date.
Yeah.
And he identifies as a gay man.
Okay, yeah.
But his best friend for years likes him very much. But is not interested in him in a sexual way.
Yeah.
He prefers women.
Yeah.
And So the flamboyant young nurse,
who just took the Florence Nightingale oath,
yes, goes on Twitter complaining that he doesn't have a gay date for nurse prom. And his best friend, who has no interest in him in that way, says, why didn't you?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Ask me, and he replies, because you're straight. And then the straight man replies, I don't care what people think. And this was celebrated as a great day for America. Can you believe that? That a straight man would take his little twink buddy to the nurse prom.
Yes.
And oh my God, he is a true hero.
Good boy. He's a good boy.
And this was a feel-good story with 90,000 comments about how awesome that is. I don't...
Well, here, maybe this will help you understand better.
And now, today's Millennial Moment.
We need to start being more energy responsible. Like, we should all put solar panels on our house. I read somewhere that stops climate change and global warming.
That was today's Millennial Moment. Mm.
Feel better about that now? But, oh, I just got a note.
This just in.
It's for real? Josh was on line one.
He was.
No, he's right there.
Oh, I thought he hung up.
No, he's right here. We'll make him sing Mr. Jukebox to see if it's really him. Hold on. Joshua?
Yeah.
Hi, Stan and Haney here.
Hey, what's up?
Now how do I know it's you?
Because I grew up listening to Stan and Haney and Joe Stan.
Now we did raise him then.
Yeah, we thought we might have raised you. Did. Can you do me a favor just to prove that it's you? Can you sing a little bit of Mr. Jukebox?
Feed me, dime. Yeah.
It's him. Oh, man. Welcome to the Stan and Haney Show.
Hell yeah. This rules.
Where are you right now?
I'm at my house in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, man. I'll be honest with you, but it was my girlfriend discovered your album. She was on Spotify, I think, and she wanted to play, she put in jukebox music. And Mr. Jukebox came on, and she texted me at work and said, you've got to listen to this guy. You're going to love his music. It's really traditional, classic country. And so we're out to dinner. We're out to dinner last night, and she put it on in the car. And I'm like, holy cow. And then she started playing your other cuts from the album. And then I went and did a search on you and found out you grew up in Naples, Florida. I said, I got to get a hold of this guy.
Yeah, man. I grew up in Naples, Florida. I've spent pretty much my whole life playing at Porky's Last Stand down there in Golden Gate.
Oh, my goodness.
So how do you get from Porky's to the Opry?
I moved to Nashville when I was 19. Went to Gulf Coast High School, graduated, bummed around for a year, and then moved up to Nashville and started playing up there. And
so you just dropped everything and went for it.
Yeah, I figured, you know, why not?
Oh my goodness!
How much money in your pocket when you left Naples?
$3.
I mean, not a lot.
I mean, did you have enough to like get first, last, and security up there?
No.
No.
I had a good friend. I had a friend that lived up here.
Wow.
He had a house down in Naples, and he said, "Yeah, you can stay at my house. I'm never there." So I just sort of lucked out, and then I had a gig up there waiting for me, so
I decided I'd
just go.
Now you and then you got discovered out there because you're on Jack White's label, the Third Man Records, right?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, that's the next thing I was going to say is how did somebody let you make a record that good? Wouldn't they be wanting to auto-tune you and, you know, make it louder?
Yeah, make it louder and make it talking about, beers, girls, and pickup trucks. Your stuff is so traditional when you hear the Hawaiian steel guitar in it, the violin, the fiddle, and your voice. I can't describe it. I because Haney and I have always said country music's dead. It's not the way it used to be. And then there's an album.
The phrasing and everything
like this
is right there.
Is spot on. And I'm like, where's this guy been? And then I find out you're from Naples. And I say, I'll bet you when he was a kid, he listened to us.
You are right. My buddy Scott actually is the one that just texted me. My brother texted me first. And then my buddy Scott just texted me and told me to call in. We used to have a Best of Joe and Stan CD that we listened to.
We still got a few copies in the building.
Plenty available.
plenty still available.
The guy that called him from Valdosta, Georgia. He said he was in Valdosta, Georgia. We always joke about it.
I'm trying to remember. Could have. Who were some of the
Jack Chaffee?
Jack Chaffee? No,
it
might have been. Or who was the guy that had a chicken bone in his?
No, that was a lady. The fatty bone.
Yeah, the fatty bone. Oh man,
pork chop lady. That's a long time ago.
That's a long time ago, buddy. Now your family was down here. I know on the album you have on there When You Wish Upon a Star. You did that for your dad. How long did your dad live? Did your dad live down here in Southwest Florida?
My mom and dad moved. Well, they met down there in Naples, but they moved to Marco in the 70s when it was. It seemed like still kind of a fun place
now,
to live.
I'll go in and trigger your memory. If you remember those days, you remember Harry the Bulgarian. He's on that
sandbar.
CD. Are you familiar down there in Marco on a place called the Sandbar?
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah, we are too. But he used to, he came from Bulgaria. We used to have him on the show all the time, and he lived on Marco Island. And we lost track of him. I guess he's a big hotel guy now up in New York, and he's doing really well for himself. But I am so glad to get a chance to talk to you, and we love your music.
Yeah, listen to this great record and then find out you're from here. That was mind-blowing.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. It's wild for me. My phone started going off when I left, and it was just like... Stan and Haney are talking about you on the radio.
Now let me ask you. And I knew it because you know what? One of our program directors had given me all the contacts. You know, for the contact, for the Facebook contact, for the record company. And Haney and I were sitting around saying, if he listened to us growing up, word's going to get to him, and we don't need to go through
it
anybody.
It didn't take long.
Josh was going to call, and it took about 20 minutes, and you're here with us, buddy.
Yeah, you were right.
Well, you keep kicking ass,
Joshua. Keep doing it, man. And when you're back in this neck of the woods, make sure you come by the radio station and hang out with us for a while.
Absolutely.
You got another album coming out soon?
I'm writing. It's in the works.
And that's the other thing, too. All of your stuff, except for the last cut that you did for your dad, Wish Upon a Star, you wrote all that stuff.
Yeah.
Man,
it sounds like you wrote it in like 1968.
It just has that feel to it. Were those
you don't
guys,
get it anymore.
You don't. Were those guys like your idol when you talk about, you know, Conway and Merle and all those guys?
Definitely. Well, I grew up, you know, I started playing when I was 8. And I started playing fiddle, and I grew up playing in, like, VFWs and American Legions and Porky's and stuff. And everybody I played with was, like... considerably older than me.
Yeah.
So,
but
the stuff I grew up playing.
Yeah, and that's there. and it's so great that you're carrying it on. And you know, it very seldom do Haney and I hear some new music out there that grabs us.
Oh, that gives us hope.
That gives us hope. And I'm telling you, I listened to your CD last night, and you're phenomenal.
Well, I appreciate that.
And
thank you.
And best of luck to you. And again, if you're ever around in the area, just you don't even have to even call. Just pop in.
Okay, I definitely will.
The only other guy that you gave that invitation to was Charlie Rich.
Charlie Pride.
Charlie Pride,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's a true story. Charlie Pride was walking through. He was up at spring training.
With the Texas Rangers.
And he drove all the way down to Fort Myers. And Annie and I are doing the show. And we look.
He walks in.
Yeah, and I said, oh, if it's not Mr. Kissing Angel, good morning, Charlie Pride. And he came in and hung out with us for the whole show.
He's cool.
Yeah.
I've met him one time. He's a really cool guy.
Joshua, best of luck to you. Anytime.
Absolutely. If I'm in town, I'll be there.
Thank you, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Bye-bye. There he goes. Joshua Headley. The guy's good.
Absolutely, he's good. And by virtue of him growing up in Naples, we get to claim his success as our own.
That's right.
We're very proud of ourselves.
Yeah, we did a good job discovering him.
That's right.
We did a damn good job doing that. He's great. Oh, man. We're going to take a break. Grab Bag has been brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. We'll be back taking your phone calls. I got a few local stories from the local beat. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
That was pretty cool.
I want to thank his brother, his buddy. It's almost like a Stan and Haney telegraph.
We went
right to Nashville.
Yeah, we went from 0 to 60 in a hurry there.
Yeah,
didn't
man,
we?
That was great.
We went from hey, this is pretty cool to boom, there he is.
Yep, that is great.
Good for him.
Seems
man.
Like a great guy, and yeah, came from
followed his dream, man.
Yep. And the stuff is good. The stuff is, he's sticking to tradition, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
That's so much of life that sometimes you don't think about is you got to take risks.
Yep. You say, okay, that's it. I'm heading out and heading to Nashville. Going to make it or break it. And he's doing pretty damn good. He played the Grand Ole Opry.
That's amazing.
It's great, and I'm happy for him. So happy for him. Hey, we got a few more things left on the grab bag.
Yeah, well, we're adaptable.
Yeah. If I'm on the right one, I am. Okay, this is every person in the food service industry should be aware of how millennials are changing the way you get tips. You hear me out, and then you're going to hear this and you're going to flip. You go to a restaurant, if you're cheap, you'll leave 15%. That's like the low end of a tip on a
bare minimum.
Bare minimum. You get good service. Your waitress was good. 20%. Sometimes you leave a little extra, but 20% is a nice tip for somebody in the food service industry. Now you say to yourself when you leave that 20%. What do I tip on? Do I tip on the total amount or pre-tax? Traditionally, you're supposed to tip on the pre-tax. So that if something came to, like, say, you know, $42, but once the tax was added on to it...
Well, yeah, the tax has nothing to do with you in the restaurant.
Correct.
That's the government.
And so you tip the 20% on the pre-tax meal and service.
Yeah, because you're tipping them with post-tax money.
Millennials now are doing it differently. CNBC posted on their website, waiters and waitresses getting annoyed because they're being tipped less by young people. And what they are doing is taking the tax on a bill, not the bill, not the check, the tax on the bill, just doubling it and leaving that for the tip. Maybe this will explain it. And it's
I guess it depends on what state you're in, whether that would be a good deal or not.
And they think it's perfectly all right.
I generally tip 10%.
15% of tips.
10%.
My tip would be get a better job, go to school, and get an education. That's my tip right now, Frank.
If they give good service, I'll give them like $5.
Pre-tax.
Post-tax.
After-tax, generally.
Okay, what's the difference? Because I'm confused there.
From an etiquette standpoint, tipping on pre-tax is absolutely fine. You don't have to tip on what you are already being taxed upon.
Now, what they are doing...
I give them a tip. Maybe they should go and get an education and do something else.
And it's
do
right.
you enjoy going to the restaurant? Obviously you do. You're there. Then shut your mouth.
The thing that they're doing now is doubling the sales tax. It varies, obviously, where the state sales tax is from state to state. But the way that it's working out, because states average about 6 to 9% sales tax, depending on what state you're in. That ends up that the waitress or waiter is being tipped 12 to 18% on average. Some less, some up to 18% if it's the 9%. That is what they're doing. They're doubling what the tax was on it and leaving it as the tip. That's the new norm for the young people.
With the registers and the system, payment systems that they have now, what would be really nice, and some of them do it, but just put on the receipt like three or four different amounts,
yeah,
showing
it.
The percentages, round it up.
A lot of them do it, and that should be the way. Millennials aren't doing it that way. Well, I'll just double the tax.
Well, that wouldn't help them because evidently they don't care.
Unbelievable.
Well, you know, we have been dirt poor.
Yeah.
And I used to, and we're horrible at math, I actually used to carry around in my wallet one of those tip tables to make sure I didn't stiff anybody.
Because you're worried about it. You know what? You had good service. A lot of these people, especially in season, if you don't have a college degree and you're raising a family, sometimes tips make all the difference if you're in the food service industry. And that's important. That's why you get good service. Here you go. Dateline.
And that's just the way that the restaurant business is. Yep. It's ended up that way, and that's how they make their living.
It's a shame. That's exactly. Dateline, I guess, Orlando. Woman got kicked off a Spirit Airline flight from Orlando to Newark. This happened about 2 weeks ago. She was under the influence, younger woman. And they told her she had to get off the plane. Everybody brought out their phones to film it as she twerked and mooned everybody as they were telling her to get her luggage off the plane.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Please remain seated.
Leave!
Yeah, record all you
And she's twerking and mooning. And
yeah, leave. Yeah. Bye.
Yeah. Ask me again why I don't want to leave my house.
Yeah, I know. I know I'm in agreement with you.
I ain't going nowhere, man. Never going to go
nowhere. I'll play that for you today. Some guy, you know, everybody has a talent of some sort. What's your talent?
Okay. I can move my nose and ears at the same time. Check it out, bro. Watch.
I wouldn't.
I can move my nose left, right.
Okay, that's great.
But I can move my ears too at the same time.
I don't care.
Your talent, Dave, is charisma.
Well, yeah, right.
personality plus.
Please, give me a break.
He's got star appeal.
Absolutely.
There's a guy that's getting a lot of attention because he's got a talent. He's one of these guys that can sound like a one of those robots that does the text-to-speech.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My name is Barry Allen, and I'm the fastest man alive. When I was a child, I saw my mother killed by something impossible. My father went to prison for her murder. Then an accident made me the impossible. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted the man who killed my mother. But in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am the Flash.
I don't think he's that great.
Well, he's impressed. That's what's important.
Yeah. There you go. You got, always appreciate a dog that loves good country music, too. There's a video going around. Let me get this straight. Okay. Video going around. There's a woman through her Alexa device plays Cardi B. And her dog has no interest in the music at all.
Well, yeah. I can't blame
the
dog.
She then puts on a country song called Tennessee Whiskey by Chris Stapleton, and the dog just loves it.
Alexa, play Tennessee Whiskey.
Tennessee Whiskey by Chris Stapleton.
Yeah.
You just
Yeah. But people don't like it when you do that, do they, Dave?
What, start howling?
Yeah.
No, man. You start howling, buddy, you're pretty buzzed up.
We're talking about a dog.
I know. But I'm talking about humans.
Because, you know, he gets the same urge.
I know that.
I'm full,
but he has to stifle it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I want to let you know something. Johnny Manziel has grown up.
Oh, and has he rededicated himself to the game of football as well?
No, but he wants...
He recognizes he's made some mistakes.
He wants...
No, Johnny Manziel made zero mistakes. You know who made mistakes?
Who's that?
Cleveland Browns giving somebody like him $20 million.
That much money. You're right. So, but he's grown up. Now, I don't know if he's grown up in his life. He just wants to sound more
like
grown
a grown up.
Yeah. He was on with Dan Patrick. Rumor has it that maybe the XFL might want him next year. But he was on with Dan Patrick and had to correct Dan.
Johnny joins us now. Good morning, Johnny. How are you?
Good morning, my friend. How are you? I actually go by John these days, so you know I'm just kind of turning over the page and moving forward a little bit.
Okay, is this breaking news that Johnny Manziel is no? You're the artist formerly known as Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's what they say.
So you're all grown up.
Getting there, I guess.
John Manziel joining us on the program.
That's what he wants to say. He's John Manziel now.
If it was good enough for Johnny Unitas, maybe you should be glad anybody still says your name.
Exactly. You don't go down in the history books. Johnny U, who was a guest on this show.
And he did a liner for us and goes, "Hi, this is John Unitas, and you're listening to the Stan and Haney Show."
Yeah.
But when we called him Johnny,
yep,
he's not going to correct us.
No.
Because he knows that's how we know him and love him.
Yep. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the lovely Karen will be joining us. Oh, we could use some sunshine today. And you'd get out of that seat too, Dave.
Oh, don't worry, bro.
What, do you think he's getting too comfortable there?
Getting too comfortable.
Well, it's a nice day. TV's on, bro.
Yeah,
monitors are happening, man.
Where's your checklist to, you know, to make sure the tires are clean? And...
What a Simonizing job there, Biff.
Yep.
Beautiful. No problem. It's all taken care of, Stan.
You armor all the interiors?
Everything's great, man. Look at
you. You put a little Febreze under the seat?
Look who you're talking to, bro. You know?
I know.
Yep. I know, too.
Oh,
I know.
Oh, yeah.
By the way,
yes.
Did you see they're making that Sopranos prequel?
Yes.
And they've got Gandolfini's son playing young Tony?
Yes, but I'm told that he's going to be playing young Tony, but he's not the star focus.
No, but
they're going to play.
But they had pictures of him, and it's eerie as all get out.
Yeah, yeah, I hear. Yeah, so I'm anxious to see that. Smarter Than Haney coming up next. We've got Babakusaw, we got Pewter Mug, we got Bam's Restaurant, Arrowhead Golf Club, Swamp Fest coming up this weekend at the Ranch.
Woo.
Sunshine Ace Hardware. One of those prizes can be yours. If you're smarter than Haney, we'll do it when we come back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Somewhere in southwest Florida, an ancient evil stirs. Then Stan and Haney stepped on it. You're welcome. And remember, kids, evil is for pussies. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
It is so lovely to see Karen. Boy, we need her today, don't we?
Hello, everyone.
Karen has joined us in the studio.
You know what? It's been a wonderful day so far.
Mm-hmm.
Stan heard this great album last night.
Yeah, and he was telling her about it.
And we start talking about it. And then within a couple of minutes, the guy's calling us from Nashville going, oh, yeah, listen to you guys forever.
That is the coolest thing. Like, I love how that worked.
Yeah.
Like, the world is such a small place that you just never know who knows who. And I love that.
Yeah. Now I can say I know you.
Yes.
It's a small world.
Don't even.
It's a world.
Yeah.
You know that song, Karen?
Yes. I know the song.
Do you like that song?
I like it. I mean, it's used in a lot of different things, but yeah.
How old were you when you first went to Disney World?
Oh, we used to go to Disney World all the time. Like, I would come home and my parents were like, we're going to Disney this weekend. I think the first time I ever went, I must have been in, like, second or third grade.
Have you been on every ride?
Mostly every ride.
What's your favorite ride?
Thunder Mountain Railroad?
No. At Disney, it has to be Space Mountain.
Oh.
I love Space Mountain.
What about Mr. Toad?
Mr. Toad?
I think it was closed by the time she was
old
enough.
Yeah, I was like, what is that?
It was closed.
It was the cheesiest thing.
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Anyway, that sounds fun.
They put you in a golf cart.
Yeah.
And it was on a track, and you went through a dark room where pieces of cardboard would pop up.
I think that was an A ticket.
Yeah.
When we were kids, they had A through E.
Okay.
And your good rides were the E tickets.
Oh.
And
you'd have to pay admission, and then you would get a book of tickets.
Okay.
And the tickets had different values to them.
Okay.
So your A ticket was like, 50 cents or something, and your E ticket was a couple of bucks.
Got it.
And like Space Mountain, that would be like the most expensive.
Once you used the E tickets up, you couldn't go on again. And everybody, I know it was my way, when you'd leave, you'd have a lot of leftover A and B tickets.
Yep. I see. Lots have changed.
That were just time now to play Smarter Than Haney. Six categories. You know the categories. First person to get to all six will be the winner. It'll be Haney against a random Stan and Haney listener. Karen is your lifeline.
Yes.
If there is one category you don't want to answer, you don't feel that you can answer it correctly, you can say, I'd like to use my lifeline. If you say that before I ask the question, she can help you win or get the category. If you defeat Haney, you'll have one of the prizes from our prize closet. Babakusaw, Pewter Mug, Bam's Restaurant, Arrowhead Golf Club, Swamp Fest for this weekend, Sunshine Ace Hardware.
Dave's all excited.
Yeah, I love it.
I know he
love
is.
Love the excitement.
I know he is. And the way that this works is, we'll ask you the questions. And if you answer correctly, you'll hear this. I got to adjust the volume. Every day it's different with this thing. Answer incorrectly, you'll hear this. Taking too long. Or you lose. Dun, 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 dun. Cannot have won anything in the last 30 days. Let's play Are You Smarter Than Haney?
If you think you are smarter than me, I would like to see you. You can try it. Stan's got prizes. Yours for free. If you prove you're smarter than me, it's not easy.
It's hard work.
Stan's trick questions.
Nothing
what
trick.
A f***ing jerk. All those prizes, yours for free. Matching wits with Mark Haney. You're a contestant. Stan's the host.
Hi, everybody.
I'm the one who knows the f***ing most. If you dare to disagree, simply prove you're smarter than me. I'm a genius.
You're a slob.
I must beat you. That's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me, I politely disagree.
2779600. You cannot have won anything in the last 30 days, as I said. If you answer correctly, you'll get a point in the category. If you answer incorrectly, your opponent has the category open. They can steal. New rule so that people don't cheat. You must get a minimum of 2 correct to even be eligible for a prize. The categories are geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature.
Science!
Yeah! And sports and leisure. Give me that. Karen?
Release the phones.
Phone lines are released. Random Stan and Haney listener, 277-9600. That does not necessarily mean the first person I talk to. You got to have a clear phone line and be willing to play. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Todd.
Todd, have you won anything from us in the last 30 days?
No, I have not.
Would you like to play Are You Smarter Than Haney?
I'd love to. I've been wanting to do it a long time.
All right, Todd, let's hope your phone
now does. See, dreams do come true.
Todd, say hi to Karen. She's your lifeline.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Todd. Good luck today.
Cool.
All right, here we go. The categories: geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature.
Science.
And sports and leisure. We begin, as always, with Mark Haney. Mark, category?
Geography.
Geography. And keep in mind, Todd, if Haney cannot answer the question, you can steal, okay?
Okay.
All right, Haney. What European city has sunk 5 to 10 inches every 100 years since it was built?
What, Dave?
Dave, stop flailing around. If I need to go to you and ask you if you know the answer, sporty, I will. Sorry about that, Todd. Haney, what European city has sunk 5 to 10 inches every 100 years since it was built?
Venice?
You are correct. It is Venice, and you are on the board.
What were you going to say, Dave?
Yeah, what were you going to say?
That's what they all say.
Italy.
Venice, thank you. Yeah, you're smarty pants, aren't you?
Yeah, right.
You're right.
You know that because you know about Venice Beach, California.
Yeah, and Muscle Beach and all of that and the pier that burned down.
Yep,
whatever. You know what? If you're going to talk into a mic.
Dispensary Row.
Yep.
Dogtown, right. Bitch.
Yep. All right, Todd, category. Go ahead.
Geography.
All right, going also with geography. I'm reading it right now. I'm not going to do that one. Here you go. What is the only South American country with English as its official language?
Only South American country.
Only South American country with English as its official language. Official language.
Maybe Chile?
That is incorrect. Anybody want to take it? You know, didn't go up to the microphone. Sporty?
Belize?
No.
South American.
South American.
Guyana.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah, British Guyana.
Yes. Love it.
Yes, it is. Very good. Haney,
he knows things. He knows
Haney,
things.
Haney, control entertainment history.
Why do I picture Stan driving a station wagon and Dave in that third seat bouncing around?
Yeah, that's what it is. Sit down.
Are we there yet?
entertainment history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure, Haney.
History.
History. Haney, what countries did President Bush call the Axis of Evil?
Well, you're referring to the second President Bush, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, W. Axis of Evil.
Well, I know the North Korea. Iraq. Iran?
Yep, there you go.
All right.
There you go, the Axis of Evil.
And they really had nothing to do with each other.
No. Todd, category.
Go back to geography.
Back to geography.
That was really ham-handed of him.
What was?
To try and relate North Korea with Iraq and Iran.
Yeah, ham-handed.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Todd... The Galapagos Islands are part of what country?
Galapagos Islands?
Yeah, you got to speak
Australia,
up for me, buddy.
Say Australia?
That is in...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Correct. Dave knows. Look at Dave.
Look at this.
He knows stuff. Yeah, yeah, South America.
That's incorrect. Karen, you, what? No, what? What then? Karen, do you know?
I do not know. Dave?
Dave?
Argentina?
No.
All right, we're done.
Ecuador. Ecuador. Okay. Todd, you don't have anything yet. You got to get on the board at least twice to be eligible for a prize. Haney? Entertainment, arts and literature, science and nature, and sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure. That's a dated question, I think. Are you all right there on that end, Todd?
I'm perfect.
All right. Haney, what modern sports ancestors are town ball and rounders? So it eventually became the sport that we all know and love. This sport's ancestors. What modern sports ancestors are town ball and rounders?
Bowling.
That is incorrect. Todd, you can steal it.
Lacrosse?
Incorrect. Dave? Hold it. Karen, do you know?
Is it basketball?
No.
Go ahead, Dave.
Dimwit?
All right.
South America.
Come on.
No. Tennis.
Incorrect. Baseball. Baseball. Haney. Entertainment. Arts and literature. Science and nature.
Science.
Sports and leisure.
Yeah, what the hell?
Yes. Oh, it is. I'm sorry. You're right. It is your turn.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is your
town
turn.
Town ball and rounders.
Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead, Todd.
I'll do sports and leisure.
All right. Now, remember, you also have Karen as your lifeline.
I understand.
All right. But you want to do sports and leisure.
Yep.
What kind of car is the Mirthmobile in Wayne's World?
Pacer.
You are absolutely right. It is the AMC Pacer. You're on the board, Todd. Haney, entertainment, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Science.
How you feeling, Karen?
I'm feeling pretty good today.
Go ahead and knock one off
for me.
Which one
do you want? Let's stick to entertainment, please.
All right. All right, let me see.
Dun, 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 dun.
Karen.
Yes.
On what show, this is for Haney.
Yes.
On what show did Sacha Baron Cohen debut his characters Borat and Bruno?
Is it SNL?
That is incorrect. Sorry, sorry. You can steal, Todd.
I don't know. I know it's on HBO. I just don't know.
Okay, sorry. Dave knows. Dave.
He's itching.
Is it a BBC show?
Is it a BBC?
It was a British show.
I think originally, yes. What was the name of the show?
Dave?
Dave?
Why are you whispering?
We're on the effing radio.
Shut up, bro. Ollie G.
Yes.
Come on, man.
Jeez.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, God.
See, I would have overthought that anyway because I know that he started doing bits on a British show, and I can't think of the name of that.
Todd, you have control of the board. You still have Karen as a lifeline. You need at least one more right to even qualify as a prize for a prize.
I'm gonna
go ahead.
I'm gonna go with Karen's choice on.
All right. He has everything open except sports and leisure. Karen, what would you like?
Let's stick to entertainment. Let's get this for Todd.
Stick to entertainment for Todd.
You can't miss two in a row.
I can't.
Karen.
Yes.
On The Simpsons.
Okay.
Who comes up with an invention to block the rays of the sun? On The Simpsons, who comes up with an invention to block the rays of the sun? Dun, 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 dun. Oh, you know it, Dave, don't you? Oh, you're just
he
chomping
knows all
at the
bit.
Oh, he's on fire, yeah.
On fire.
Is it Bart Simpson?
Incorrect. Haney, you can steal and gain control.
Mr. Burns.
Mr. Burns. Mr. Burns.
Todd, you still got this.
Yeah, you're still in the running here. I mean,
I'll get at least two.
Yeah, I hope so.
You will.
I hope so. Karen is very positive thinking. I'm not. arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure. Haney?
I'll go with science.
Science?
I don't know why. It just seemed like the thing to do. Yeah. Science.
All right.
That category is science.
Yeah.
Science.
Okay, here we go. Okay, jeez. Follow me on this one, Haney.
Oh, gosh.
Follow me. If your aunt's child has a child, what relation is that person to you?
Second cousin?
Incorrect. Because I think the progression is a little different to the second cousin. You can steal, Todd.
I believe it's second cousin twice removed.
Incorrect, but you're on the right track. It's first cousin once removed.
What?
Nonsense.
Yeah, that's what it says. Look, I gotta go with what it says.
Hey, Stan, I'd like to introduce you to my first cousin twice removed.
Once removed. You tell me that, you'll verify that's what it is.
It is, but I don't agree.
Nobody talks like that.
No.
I understand that. I just say it's my cousin.
True.
I still can't get a point, though. Todd, geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature.
I'll go with entertainment.
Entertainment. In entertainment, Todd, what 1997 film features unemployed steel workers who become strippers and call themselves hot metal?
That's not Magic Mike, is it?
No. That's incorrect, Haney. You already have the category, Karen?
I don't know that one.
Dave,
you know that one. That one is right. You have that one on DVD, Blu-ray.
He don't know, dude.
Yeah. The Full Monty. The Full Monty.
Oh, okay.
Haney.
97. I bet.
Arts and literature, science and nature.
Science.
Okay.
Science.
All right, okay. Haney, what is the name of the radar that measures the movement of rain?
that measures the movement of rain. It's a radar. It measures the movement of rain.
Doppler.
Correct. Yes. It is in science and nature. Science. Now, you haven't gotten science. Matter of fact, Todd. keep it up. Todd, you've only gotten one right so far.
You're giving Haney all the easy ones.
Oh, yeah, don't even. Always the way. Don't even say that. I need a cat.
Yeah, easy ones like, right, you know, your first cousin twice removed.
Come on now, Todd, you're on your own here. You got to get at least one.
All right, give me science.
Science? All right, let me see what we got. Yeah, that's the first cousin once removed. Hold on. There is no way you're going to get this. But I'm going to ask it anyway.
Awesome.
What soap brand is known for the inspired and sometimes obscure messages printed all over its bottles?
The
what brand?
Is it the
Kirk Castile? No. Anybody? Dave, you know that, don't you?
No.
Brasso?
No. Dr. Bronner's. Dr. Bronner's.
Never heard of it.
Me neither. Documentary Dr. Bronner's Magic Soapbox tells the story of magic soaps. All one or none. I don't know. I'm sorry on that one. They come up randomly. Haney, arts and literature, sports and leisure. We have less than 5 minutes to go in the game.
Oh, lovely. Two of my favorite arts categories.
Arts and literature, sports and leisure.
Let's go with arts and literature.
All right. Haney, if you're a student at Hogwarts, what decides which of the four houses you reside in?
I don't know. Is it decided by a game of Quidditch?
No, incorrect. Todd, do you know?
Not a clue.
Is it your wand?
No.
It's the hat.
It's the hat. Yeah. You are absolutely right. The sorting hat.
Yes.
Yeah, very good, Karen. Todd, you've got control. Geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature.
Entertainment.
You got this, Todd.
Stop rooting for him.
Hey, he has to get one more to qualify for a prize.
Okay, you're right. I'm being selfish. He gets a prize. I just have vanity.
Let's see. Jeez. I don't even want to ask you that question. Who played God in Bruce Almighty?
Who played God in Bruce Almighty?
Yeah.
Oh, that's, God, what's his name?
I need an answer.
Shawshank Redemption guy.
Three seconds. We're really up on it on time. I need an answer.
I can't think of his name.
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, that's him.
Sorry about that. It's down to crunch time. Haney, arts and literature, sports and leisure.
Arts and literature.
Arts and literature?
Yeah.
All right, too bad you didn't go with sports and leisure.
All right, yeah. Arts and leisure.
You want sports and literature?
Sports and literature.
Sports and leisure?
Yeah.
All right. Haney, the Master Chief is the hero in what video game series?
Oh, Jesus.
Haney?
This is really upsetting.
I know.
And, I know, that is kind of, you know, personal friend of mine.
I know.
Halo.
Halo, that's correct. Yep. Haney's now at match point, but it's his hardest category. Todd, you got to get at least one right here. Geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature.
All right, give me an entertainment question that I can
entertainment
answer.
Question. Look,
he wants one he can answer.
I don't know which ones you can answer. All right, entertainment. What three rappers make up the Beastie Boys?
Oh, God. All right, next. I don't know.
Dave, you know that, don't you?
Let's see. There's Mike D.
Yep.
Ad Rock.
Yep.
And what's the other one?
MCA.
Yep.
Haney in Arts and Literature. Haney in Arts and Literature, for the game, name three of the four superheroes who founded the Fantastic Four.
John, Paul, George, and Ringo?
We have less than a minute to play. Todd, this is I'm going to have to call the game after this because this is going to be your one and only chance to get two right so you can win a prize. All right?
All right.
Understood? Time
pick
is...
Pick a question.
I can pick from any category.
Well, I have one. So
yeah, you have one, so I can't do sports and leisure. Let me see.
You just give him one and he can answer.
I'm going to try. In geography, Todd,
okay.
What state is Mount Rushmore in? What state is Mount Rushmore in?
Never been there, but I think it's in the Dakotas.
Which one?
I'm going to say south.
You are absolutely
correct.
Oh,
look at that. Yes.
Dakota, you got two right, Todd. You got two right.
I feel like I won something.
Yeah, well,
you did.
Well, you did. Here's what
at
I'm
the
gonna,
last possible
at the
second.
Last second. I'm going
to. I swear, I for some reason, I thought he was about to say East Dakota.
I'm gonna put you on hold. Rob's going to take your info and let you pick a prize, okay?
Thanks, guys.
All right. You want to tell Haney he's smarter than you are?
He is. He's definitely
yeah,
smart.
Of course he is. Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah,
as long as he knows.
Yeah. Karen, thank you so much, as always,
my
for
pleasure.
Coming in. We're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to tell you right now, we're up to the 4 o'clock safe word, so I'd stick around if I were you. Stan and Haney, 96 Karen.
Stan and Haney. Don't worry. They're only doing their C-list material right now. It'll get better. Don't count on a 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. You're plumb out of time on the safe word. You're going to have to wait till 6 o'clock and Rob Show, who will have a fresh one for you and a chance at the thou.
Hey, look who I found.
Look who's come to the old Cracker Barrel. Hey, D-Train, how are you, buddy?
Hey, fellas, how are you all?
What brings you down this neck of the woods?
I was doing work about 7 miles straight line from here, and I finished up, and I figured, well, I'm close enough, so why not just drive straight and then hang a left?
Yeah.
Good deal.
I know a couple of jackasses down that way.
Yeah.
Maybe swing by the old Cracker Barrel.
May as well stumble on in, say how to do.
So you a movie star now, are you?
No, not a movie star. I will have a credit in an independent film for my efforts behind the scene, though.
That is awesome.
What movie did you do?
Through WTSP, I got hooked up with an independent film called Walking
Now, nobody
Point.
Knows what WTSP is.
That's
what's that?
What's the Scuttlebutt podcast? It's
so that's your original
World War II
podcast.
That's not the Dave the Waterman podcast that you host.
That's correct. That's
and sometimes he's there, sometimes he's not.
That would be WNDS. But WTSP, I was following the National Museum for the Pacific War, and they were talking about this independent film called Walking Point. So I sent them an email, boilerplate, hey, I'd like to interview you, yada, yada, yada. They came back, said, are you in Florida, ? And I said, sure, because I was trying to set up a phone interview with these cats. They're like, well, we're shooting our last two scenes out in Boquilla.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, well, that's in my backyard. And so it basically quickly went from a phone interview to a come out to the crew's house after filming to come out to dinner with us to come out to the set. And so I was on set helping their guys get their leggings on and doing some consulting work and all that stuff.
Good
deal.
That turned into
the curator for the National Museum for the Pacific War inviting me out to Texas next month to do a podcast from their location and interviewing their vets, and so
that's
what we're doing.
He's off and running, man.
He is off and
running. He's got it going
on. I'm stuck in fourth gear right now.
Yep. Nice job, buddy. Nice job. Here, you sit down, stick around for a little bit.
Yeah.
We take credit for any success you have.
That's right.
Sure. Sounds about right.
Let's get you updated.
Just by association, because you hung around us, you're successful.
Yeah, it rubs off.
One of the good ones.
Yeah. It doesn't stick to us, but it rubs off on others.
No, yeah. We can't do anything for ourselves, but if you hang around us, good stuff will happen.
Good stuff happens. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, just one thing on the board. It happened a little while ago, hopefully in the clearing stages right now. It is in the 14,000 block of McGregor Boulevard in Fort Myers. Had a crash there. a little earlier. You are up to date. Another update for you in less than 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Caney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, he's about to tell you. He's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. We will tell you about a new service that launched just yesterday called Slutbot.
Ooh.
Slutbot.
Right on.
I bet Dave has that on his phone already.
Don't even.
Yeah, I'm sure he knows all about it.
Probably invested in it.
A bizarre story, fairly close to home. I don't know if you saw this one, Stan, but it caught my attention. A 59-year-old man who just purchased an $8 million private island,
yes,
in the Keys.
I saw this.
Busted running a scam on Kmart for about $300.
Yeah, household items.
Yep. Four bees flew into a woman's eye. They moved in, built a house, and fed off the woman's tears. I think that may have happened to me. Something is feeding off my tears. And finally, an Uber driver in San Francisco helpfully drops someone at the airport and then heads back to rob their house. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. It's always
I'm sure I know where that
yeah.
is.
Got it?
I
got it?
Can't.
Got it?
No.
Got it?
Getting closer.
Did I ever have it?
I don't know. Rob, did I give it to you by chance? I gave you a couple of things over there. Show them. I think I made a mistake and didn't leave it with you. It's coming right now. There. Thank you.
Yeah. No.
Is that it?
No.
Is that it? No. It's got to be over in your pile.
Maybe it got stapled together?
Maybe.
It's always right there.
I know. Are you serious? Do I have it? Hold on. I might have it. No. No, I don't. Is this in here?
I don't have it.
I don't have it. You got it?
No, I bet Dave has it.
I'll bet you he lifted it. Mm-hmm. That thief.
Saboteur.
That thief. No, I don't have it.
No, I just went through everything, Stan.
Yeah. And I even think I know what the category is today, too, because I had it.
No, these are the headlines. I just did them. La da da da.
La da da da. You know, and I can just get right to email, and
yeah,
then we can do them at another date. I swear to God, I don't miss.
No, this never happens.
This never happens.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Email.
Got plenty of time for the Guardian today.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to him.
We ready?
Yeah, we're. Oh, here, let me fade that out. Yes, we're ready. Email ahoy@stanandhaney.com.
What?
Oh, there was something I wanted to tell you anyway.
What?
You know, the NFL draft is coming up.
Yeah.
And the social justice warriors. You know, you think you're safe in the world of football, you're not.
Nope.
There's a lot of talk about who's going to be number one, and maybe it'll be the quarterback, Kyler Murray. If not, it'll probably be defensive end Nick Bosa from Ohio State. You know, his daddy played for the Dolphins, and his brother was drafted very high last year.
Yeah.
But now they have to worry about other things, because everything is political. There's talk that the quarterback's going to go number one. Who's got the number two selection in the draft? San Francisco. So while he's in college, he is very supportive of President Trump. Very supportive. And so once you leave college and you're headed to the pros, you get your management team. All of his social media has been wiped clean of any of his views because we can't have a guy going to San Francisco that says, make America great again, can
Unbelievable.
We? Think about that. That could cost that kid millions of dollars.
D-Train, I need your help with Rob over there. I have not gone over him with this. Give him the... walk over there and give him the brief instruction on stick pin.
Oh, yeah, because they're made by hand.
With love. Stick pin.
And D-Train invented them.
And he invented them.
Because what we wanted didn't exist, so he had to invent them.
We have a big giant map of the United States, a big giant map of the world, and we ask you, if you are listening to us someplace else across this great land of ours, we'll put a stick pin in your hometown. So here we go. Stick pin.
Stick pin, please.
Stick pin. This is from Randy. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. I've been a longtime listener of your show, and I really do miss you guys. I had to move back to my very small town of Gray, Louisiana. Gray, Louisiana.
Is that with an A or an E?
That is a G-R-A-Y, Gray, Louisiana. After 30 years of being in Fort Myers to take care of my elderly parents. Gray, Louisiana is located below New Orleans, right on the bayou at the bottom of the state.
You know, as soon as you say that, I just start thinking about food.
Yeah.
I think it's New Orleans.
I miss you guys on the radio, but I will begin listening to your podcast soon. This is truly a hunter's paradise here in Gray, Louisiana. There is more firepower and ammunition just in my hometown than most countries in the world have.
Very secure.
Take away our guns? I think not. Thanks for the many years of laughs. I'd like to give a shout-out to some of my co-workers, Butch, Ron, Chris, and Dave.
Nick the Greek, Spanish Anna.
Yeah, and again, don't forget my stick pin. God bless, signed Randy from Gray, Louisiana.
Good to hear from you, Randy.
It is.
Speaking of Louisiana, the state of Louisiana was kind enough to donate a large alligator, and they donated it to scientists, and you know what they did with it?
What?
Well, they put it in a boat, took it 10 miles offshore, and dropped it to the bottom of the Gulf to see what would happen.
Good.
That's science.
Science! Here's from John.
That's the kind of scientist I want to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't have any expectations. I just want to see what happens.
This is from John. Ahoy, guys. I don't want to beat a dead horse and preach to the choir. But at the same time, I heard
this doesn't have anything to do with Obama, does it? Because I don't want to hear it.
No. This has something to do with what we want. But boy, what a day yesterday when I heard you guys talk about Johnny Cash and God bless Robert E. Lee. Says it all. Lee, here's what, and he points out something very true, talking about the Confederacy and all that. It was Robert E. Lee that ended the Civil War against all orders because he wanted to stop the bloodshed. This is why he's revered. Signed, John. Thank you, John.
He's revered for many reasons.
Yeah.
He was America's number one military mind on both sides.
Yep. Ladies and gentlemen of the garden.
Jesus.
And I really want you to think about that, especially if you're critical of General Lee. The country,
that's our county.
The country is split in two. And you have the President of the United States, Abraham Lincoln, and the President of the Confederacy, Jefferson Davis. Both of them want you to lead their army.
Yep.
Both of them.
Yep. Guardian.
Jesus.
Mm.
And I don't know how you criticize somebody that says, that's my home, I have to defend it.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, I heard this story this morning that once again makes me go WTF. As you know, there's a huge measles outbreak. Well, the anti-vaccine movement is holding what they are calling measles parties for kids. The hope is...
Yeah, we talked about that like a year ago. Yeah.
The hope is that the kids will get the measles and build up their resistance. Are you kidding me? Isn't that child abuse, exposing on purpose your children to what can be a deadly disease? Does that make sense to anybody? As far as I'm concerned, they are criminals and should be punished.
Jesus.
What's next, a polio party?
If it was an option.
Is that where you got to get those things they used to park outside the Publix?
Yep.
Iron lungs?
Yep. Show you what could happen.
God, that used to scare the hell out of me. I just want a box of cereal, man. Don't put this at me.
Guys, it may take a little while, but the lid has been blown off and the axe will fall and we will finally have all the answers to to Clinton and the dossier.
You know, he's not wrong. I think that William Barr is the critical man that's been missing.
And who would have believed that there will be possibly jail time for each and every one of those traitors. And finally, it's great to have an AG who's doing his job. Hell of a lot better than old Elmer Fudd Sessions.
We were talking about that yesterday. Yep. He went so wrong.
Yep.
And his work as a senator, you wouldn't think he'd be like that.
Yep. Guys are the best, sign the Guardian.
He's done it again.
We're going to take a break.
Thank you, D-Train.
Thank you. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
We live our lives according to the biblical principle that it is far better to give than to receive. And the management here at Beasley is just fine with that arrangement.
Always have been.
Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Greatly appreciated. I'm going to be telling you about Swamp Fest here in just a second. It's this weekend, and how you can go and get general admission tickets and VIP packages. I was just talking to Jeff Zito. These things are going fast. They will sell out, and there are a few left, but I'll give you the details in just a second. First, let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, one thing on the board within the last 30 minutes, and that is a crash. Fort Myers, Fiddlesticks Boulevard, and Daniels Parkway. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you right before Mark Haney and the news. We've been talking about this for weeks now. It is finally upon us. It'll happen on Sunday. 96K Rock presents Swamp Fest, featuring Pop Evil, with special guests Memphis Mayfire and Messer. It's K-Rock Swamp Fest. It's going to be this Sunday, at the Ranch in Fort Myers. And it's brought to you by Tender Moments and Stu's Motorcycles. Now, here's what you got to do. You got to go to 96krock.com. And it will give you the opportunity to buy, your general admission tickets, and you can enjoy the show. But also, a limited number. There's very few left of VIP packages where you get the preferential seating, you get all of the bells and whistles along with it. You want to be a part of this. This Sunday, Pop Evil, Swamp Fest, at the Ranch. Go to 96krock.com to get your tickets. Ahoy.
Hey.
Jesus Christ. Tony D'Amico, Cape crepe and chowder, the dump right there by the old bus depot in Cape Coral. Part of Cape Coral's being revitalized, mm-hmm. yeah, and he has nothing to do with it. Nope. He won't even participate. What do you want?
Well, you know what they're asking. I can't afford that.
Look, they have the bike nights up there. They have the street parties that go there. And they want local businesses to be a part of it. Sponsor some entertainment. Have a stand out there and selling some of your stuff. But you don't. And they've been going on doing this now for a few years now.
Stand.
What? What?
Have I somehow done you or the community wrong?
Don't make me go down a
start.
Don't make me go down a list. Don't make me go down a list. You know what? I'm just
no. I made it. Am I a bad guy?
You're a shyster, is what you are. You're a shyster. Are you? Are you selling your chowder in Winn-Dixie's now?
I just signed a piece of paper. And look, between you and me and a lamppost, I don't know what's in that can.
I think because I saw somebody said to something that said that you got Tony's chowder at Winn-Dixie now. I went and they were saying, oh, it's got an off a white color to it. It's thick. It's pasty. And I looked at it. I don't know how many people understand, A, there's no milk in the chowder, and B, it's condensed, so you got to add some water to it. People are eating it right out of the can, and it's got your good name on it. Put down the cigarette.
You don't tell me what to do.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's about 6 months ago.
Yeah.
This highfalutin New York looking type comes in.
Yeah.
And he has a bowl of chowder.
Mm-hmm.
And you know me. Part of the appeal of my restaurant is that I'm hands-on. I talk to every customer.
Yeah. You're hands-on and you don't wear gloves.
How was your meal, sir?
Uh-huh.
And he was curious about the chowder.
Uh-huh.
And he says, sir, is it true that this chowder contains no dairy product at all? No milk, no nothing?
It's the old Cape May standby.
And I said, that is absolutely true. We pride ourselves on that. Perfect if you're lactose intolerant.
Yep.
And he said, have you ever thought about putting this on the store shelves? And I said, do I look like I run a cannery? No, sir, I run a restaurant.
Yeah, and you've tried doing that before. You don't run a cannery. I know you don't run a cannery, because whenever you do like the Taste of the Cape or something like that, you bring it in those big white paint buckets.
Yep. And it's sir, it's a dog bowl safe material.
Okay.
Made in the USA.
Okay. So Mr. New York comes in there and asks if you've ever thought of selling this stuff.
And, you know, I can take a compliment. I said, well, you're certainly not the first to comment on how much they love the chowder. And he goes, well, actually, I don't care for the chowder at all.
Yep. Yep.
He said, I'm just fascinated that this doesn't have any dairy in it.
No, never has. Never has.
And I said, well, yes, it's a secret family recipe. And he goes, well, how much is that secret family recipe worth to you?
Oh, don't tell me you sold the recipe.
Well, I said, why on earth would you be interested in my secret family recipe if you don't like my chowder? And he said, Tony, I don't know if you know this, but the most expensive part of a restaurant-style chowder is the dairy, and you've eliminated it. You must be making this stuff dirt cheap.
Honestly, yes, 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 he is.
Also part of the family recipe.
Yep, dirt cheap, dirt. Your old man, Tony, is rolling in his grave. That's all I'm telling you. If you sold him that recipe, he's rolling in his grave.
I did not sell it. I sold him the canning rights only.
With the milkless chowder.
Stan, $50 is $50, okay?
That's what you sold it for? 50 people get $500 million.
Percentages.
Dan, you know
percentage of
time,
the sales.
Margin. Do you know the last time I had $50 in FU money?
That's pathetic, Tony. Wait a second. You sold your family's recipe going all the way back to the 1940s, and you sold the family recipe for milkless chowder for $50. $50. Is that what you're telling me? You could have gotten more.
I had myself quite a time.
It's spent, isn't it? Yeah, well, it's gone, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. You know, and D-Train knows this, too. If you go into marketing, you get a percentage of the sales. You don't even have to get anything up front. Just take, 5%. 3% from any can sold, and you'd be a millionaire, Tony.
Well, not only that, but his grandmother snuck the recipe out of Italy during the war, and you're going to go and kick it off for $50?
You are pathetic. You're about as dumb. You're a meathead. You're dead from the neck up.
You should have bought it, Stan.
Yeah.
You want to buy it, Stan?
No, you already sold it. And let me tell you, they sell it in the store condensed. It needs water added to it. People are eating it straight out of the can and are choking on it.
Stan, do you know what I sold that man for $50?
What?
Here's what I sold him.
Okay. Please tell me it's not the recipe.
Oh, it's the recipe, all right.
Yeah.
I said, first of all, get the idea of clams out of your head. It's clam style chowder. The recipe consists of tap water.
Cape Coral Municipal.
Yeah. Tap water.
Tap water, sliced potatoes, and non-dairy powder.
Is that what's in the can? Is that what they're selling?
The key is, if you deal with potatoes, sometimes there's a potato that's a little off. It's too rubbery or too chewy.
Yeah, sometimes it's got a little knot.
Cut that up real tiny, those deformed potatoes, and people will think it's clam.
Seriously, so if I look at the label of Tony's chowder at the grocery store.
It doesn't say clam on the can.
And there's not it, only is it milkless, no, but there's clam. No clams.
Clam-style chowder.
What? So clam-style means that, what is it, just a little knot from a potato or something that looks a little funny that is also added in there?
Yes, it's like where you get that on your spoon, you look at it, and you go, oh, that must be the clam. No, it's just a deformed piece of potato. It's got the wrong consistency.
How did you pull this off? I mean, they have to, Food and Drug Administration has to go and take a look at something that's in there. And if you look at the ingredients, potatoes.
Tap water.
And what? Powder? What kind of powder?
Non-dairy powder.
Non-dairy powder. So it's Coffee Mate, water, potatoes, and some deformed potatoes.
And a dash of
salt.
Well,
the deformed potatoes is the secret, really.
The deformed potatoes is the secret.
Is there any
salt in it? Any pepper in it? Anything that gives it flavor?
Well, that's the taste. at the restaurant, I do that.
Right. But
I don't know what
stuff.
They do in the can.
Because
I signed that piece of paper. He gave me a $50 bill.
Yeah.
He left. I went directly to Captain Nemo's Sports Grill and at the bowling alley there, and I drank myself silly on White Russians. I was drinking double White Russians. And I had
$50.
He didn't.
Yeah,
tip.
And I had what they call a schooner of beer.
A schooner. Did you tip on that?
Oh, I was so happy. I don't know what my tab was, but I told him just keep the change.
Oh, God.
You know, I'm an old man. I can't drink like I used to. Yeah. What I did is I just drank whatever I wanted. When I couldn't drink no more, I just left.
Right. Now, let me ask you one other thing. You stupid.
And you know, the whole time I'm sitting there and I'm wistfully looking over at the bowling alley.
Yeah.
Remembering when I rolled a 298.
What decade was that in?
Probably the 60s.
Okay. Let me ask you.
Back when you could smoke.
Let me ask you something. Have you?
Yeah, you go ahead and ask.
Have you made? Has anybody recognized the fact that you have chowder now in the grocery store? Have people come in and asked you? Are you Tony, the same guy that I bought at the grocery store? This is your restaurant. Has it gotten any like residual effects for business?
Not so much that, but evidently these YouTube videos, they know me from that.
What YouTube video?
Old racist white man loses his... Because I don't know why, but these kids...
Yeah.
They have started bringing dogs to my restaurant specifically so the dog can defecate right at the front door of my restaurant.
I know. Sick.
Disgusting.
Sick and disgusting.
Sad.
It's pathetic. We'll be back.
Our show is like a big party. A party in your ears. And we're all coming. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Mark Haney in the news here in just a second. We'll also get you updated on traffic. Rob Show at 6 o'clock. He will have another safe word for you right at the top of the hour. Chance to pick up a foul. So be listening for that. Before we get into traffic, before we do Haney's regular newscast, I had found this from the local beat. You know what? We live in a dangerous area.
Yeah?
Here, and we've told you, here and then over in the Port St. Lucie area. Two dangerous places.
And there's been a couple of horrible stories coming out of Melbourne, too.
Yeah. And... little footnote. A U.S. News and World Report said that Fort Myers ranks among the best places to live in America. And believe it or not, Fort Myers ranked 35th. Melbourne was 25.
Well, I can see that.
Sarasota, 18. Then they got other ones that showed up on the list. Pensacola, 37. Jacksonville, 42. Tampa, 56. Lakeland, 59. Orlando, 63. And then we get to the Port St. Lucie, number 78. Miami, 113. But I don't remember it being dangerous like it is now. Shootings, drive-bys.
Well, it's rap music. That's all
it
is.
Yeah, it's the rap, you kids and your rap music. From the, I believe this is from the News Press, headline, man tried to kidnap two women in Cape Coral. A man tried to kidnap two women Tuesday night in Cape Coral. Now here's where, how did they get involved here? After the women helped him to move out of a hotel. Police said the woman met Brian Gibson at the Casa Loma Hotel on Del Prado. To move him out of the hotel and into a little bit better condition, a trailer. When they were finished, they got into his car and started driving north. Gibson told the women he was afraid they were being tracked. So he asked the women for their cell phones. Moments later, he grabbed a cigarette, opened the window, and threw the cell phones out the window. The women told Gibson they wanted to get out of the car. This was just yesterday. But he wouldn't allow them to. Eventually, he stopped at a 7-Eleven on Del Prado South. One of the women tried to escape through a window, but police said Gibson grabbed her by the shoulder and leg and pulled her back into the car. The other woman managed to jump out of the car through another window and was able to open the car door and free her friend. Both women ran into the 7-Eleven, locked the door behind them, and asked the clerk to call police. Gibson was found outside the 7-Eleven trying to get into the 7-Eleven. He had a knife on him as well as LSD. LSD. Gibson was arrested for false imprisonment, petty theft, battery, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Last night, right up in Cape Coral. Happy day. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, a couple of things on the board. They're both in Fort Myers. We got a crash. 13,000 block of South Cleveland Avenue, right by the Bed Bath & Beyond. And the other one, Fort Myers, crash. The 9900 block of University Plaza Drive. That's right by that where that Drury Inn and Suites Hotel is. And you are up to date. One more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
Direct from our newsroom in color, this is the evening news with Russ Hodge in Memphis, Tennessee, Dan Rather in New York, Bernard Kalb in Saigon, Marvin Kalb in Wellington, New Zealand, and Bert Quint in Khe Sanh, South Vietnam.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, April 10th.
WMXIX.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you did not know.
Okay.
What was the very first product to use a UPC symbol with the barcode? It's everything now.
Yeah. I had read something before. I don't remember what the product was, but it's been around longer than you think. I just know that it's been around a long time.
I will tell you, this product, the very first to use the UPC symbol with the barcode, it is in the Smithsonian.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's where I read it.
The year was 1974.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a pack of Juicy Fruit gum.
Juicy Fruit.
Yep, Juicy Fruit was the first to take the mark of the... Oh.
That's what it is. Did they have, in 1974, any kind of scanner for a UPC code?
Yeah, they had one machine that made the barcodes and then one machine that could read them.
Okay, yeah, progress.
Yep. Well, it's baseball time.
It is.
Some people are happy about that.
I am.
I'm trying to follow that hitless streak. Is that still going on?
I don't know if they played last
night. I want to get on that bandwagon.
He's just hitless going all the way back to last year.
What baseball franchise, Major League,
yeah,
has the best winning percentage?
They win all the games. The New York Yankees.
You are 100% correct.
I know I am. I know that.
And they have been doing it a long time.
Yeah.
Since the Yankees were founded in 1903.
I think they were the Highlanders then.
They've won 56.9% of their games, and there's been a lot of them.
Think about that. Since the turn of the two centuries ago, they've won almost 60% of their games.
Mm-hmm. Now,
they win all the games.
There are no winners without losers.
That's right.
Who has the worst winning percentage of Major League Baseball?
Although they won the World Series, I would say the Chicago Cubs.
I'll give you a hint.
What?
We were talking about them in less than flattering terms yesterday as well.
San Diego Padres.
They are dead last. Now, they've only been around since 1969.
Yeah.
And they have won 46.1% of their games. Dead last.
Yeah. They were in a World Series a couple of times. One season doesn't make a league lifetime.
Oh, this is interesting.
What?
Well, it's about the biggest temperature change over a 24-hour period in history. So you're talking about one geographic spot.
Yeah.
Going from one extreme to the other.
Outdoors. We're not talking about inside broadcast house when the AC breaks.
I don't think that would be number one in the top 10, though.
Yeah.
Especially the day they bust the seal on that old toilet.
Oh, I don't know how many plumbers we have out there or people that work. See, now I'm a veteran at it now because I've replaced two toilets in my home.
Mm-hmm.
Did not have that experience. This building here, Broadcast House, has been expanded twice since we've been here. The first time it was expanded, and that had to be in the early 2000s or 90s, the early 2000s. Mm-hmm.
And there was an ancient toilet. I think it goes back to the Calusa.
I swear to God. And the plumbers came in here to replace the bathroom and break the seal on a toilet that was at least 25 years old. I'll bet you it goes back to when this place was like a residence.
Mm-hmm.
And they
broke. Yeah, this was a model home at one point.
They broke the seal on this toilet, and the stench permeated through the entire building.
For weeks.
It would bring you to your knees. And we came in and we're, what the hell? And the workers have got masks on. Well, what's going on here? We broke the seal on that old toilet. She's been here a while.
It was like decomp.
Yep.
It's horrible. That aside, Stan,
yeah,
the
sorry about that.
Biggest temperature change over a 24-hour period in history occurred on January 15th of 1972 in the town of Loma, Montana. Loma, Montana started the day at negative 54 degrees. Yeah. Think about, like, you know, you're getting up going to work.
Yeah.
You know, still dark. And it's negative 54. By the afternoon.
Yeah.
It was a balmy 49 degrees. That is a 103 degree swing.
There's a warm-up for you.
You don't see that every day.
No, you sure don't.
Oh, boy. I needed a jacket this morning, but it's fine now.
Yeah.
Probably what it felt like.
Yeah. Yeah, minus 50. Yeah, a little windbreaker weather.
Yep. Ooh, it's brisk. What is it, negative 54? Oh, don't worry about it. It'll be 49 before we're done.
Yeah, before you know it.
I don't know if you have seen this. I just ran across it, and I guess it is done through the good people at Vice on Viceland.
Yeah.
I think it starts tonight, Yeah, premieres tonight. It is a series called The Dark Side of the Ring.
What's that all about? What is that?
A behind-the-curtain peek that reveals the havoc when wrestlers fail to maintain stable boundaries between their public personas and private lives.
It happens. It happens.
I guess one episode is the debut episode, the one that comes on tonight, is called The Match Made in Heaven. And it is the story of the Macho Man, Randy Savage, and Miss Elizabeth.
They were married in real life, and she had a tragic end.
And so did he.
Yeah, he did. Well, he had a heart attack up in Tampa, I think, or somewhere around there.
Yep. And
but she was beautiful.
Yeah, I've spent time with both of them.
Yes, you have. I know you spent time with the Macho Man trying to break up a fight.
Wait a second. Is Haney squaring off with the Macho
no,
Man?
No, you weren't. You were trying to break it up.
No, Haney's trying to break it up. No, Dumb Ken's trying to fight the Macho Man, and Miss Elizabeth's stuck in the middle.
I can't.
Don't worry. Haney's got it. What the hell?
All right. Quick capsule. And this is the truth. We witnessed it with our own eyes.
Is Haney holding the Macho Man back? What the?
Look, they did a match. I think it was at WCW then, because it had to be. And you had your
I don't remember. I just remember we ended up with Miss Elizabeth and the Macho Man.
You had your Kurt Hennig in there and all. So at any rate, we were doing the part of the promotion for it, and the matches end. I think they were at the Lee Civic Center, weren't they? Where were they?
I don't remember.
It was so long ago.
There was no Germain Arena then, or Hertz Arena, whatever we're calling it now.
The after party, quote unquote, was at a local strip club. I won't say the name of the strip club, but there are several around, and it was at a local strip club. So the after party's there. A lot of people, some of the other wrestlers are around in there. And I remember you were mingling around in the crowd with some of the other people. The Macho Man was at the bar. I was at the bar waiting to get a drink. And the Macho Man was there too. And very low key, very quiet. Wasn't messing
Perfect
with anybody.
Gentleman.
Perfect gentleman. Wasn't messing with anybody. And he had gotten his drink, and Dumb Ken, who was a character on this show for a lot of years, Lord rest his
big
soul.
Big guy.
Big guy, bald head, with a bald-headed person's ponytail in the back.
Yeah, bald-headed person's ponytail.
Yeah, you know, bald on the top, hair on the side, slicked back, and into one of them little rat tail ponytails. And he's walking
around. He could have been in the WWE.
Yeah.
Could take direction.
Yeah, and somebody that got beat a lot. He was the type of guy you'd show him a shiny coin and he'd go after it.
But heart of gold.
But he said something to Macho Man. And
probably something along the way, I could kick your ass.
Well, he would do that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at, I'm still at the bar. And I'm looking at the corner of my eye, and I see Macho Man almost like, hey, what? Are you coming at me? Are you coming at me? You're a dumbbell. Are you coming at me? And Dumb Ken bowing all up and getting ready to thump chests with him. And then I see you come from the corner of my eye like a referee jumping in, trying to break the thing up. And you go, Kenny, what are you doing, man? What are you doing?
Hey, man.
Because he had a few pops in him. Mm-hmm. And they all get bowled. And you had to break up because Macho Man didn't want to be involved with that. He was cool. Not Dumb Ken. He had to get all bowled.
You know what made him stop?
I told him he was embarrassing himself in front of Miss Elizabeth.
Yeah.
And she did the whole thing just like she did in the ring. Which, oh, my God. And there was some part of me going, what are you doing here? This isn't your life. What are you doing?
Yeah. Unbelievable. And, you know, all the other wrestlers were just concerned. They didn't get involved, but they were concerned. And it's like, are you kidding me, dumb Ken? You know, you associate yourself with our show and the radio station, and you're bowing up to Macho Man Randy Savage, you stupid
he
idiot.
He really had it in his head that he wanted to fight the Macho Man.
Stupid.
Because he ain't nothing.
Yeah. He would have killed him. He would have killed Dumb Ken.
But you know what? Thank God Haney was there.
Yep, you broke it up. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yep.
Asinine.
Yeah, I know.
How am I involved?
Yeah, you were right there. Because he was, Dumb Ken was probably standing not 3 feet from you. Yes, that too, Zito. Yes, sir.
Oh, Jesus.
Yep. Oh, we got a million of them. We got a million stories. We could go.
Stupid stories.
Totally stupid.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
We are asked often if the Diamond District is a retail or wholesale jewelry store. Well, we're both.
We're wholesale diamond brokers, selling to the public, and the Diamond District sells to jewelry stores around the country. We have the largest selection of GIA and Forevermark loose certified diamonds, all priced at wholesale, below what you'll find on the internet.
On the retail side, you can visit the Diamond District every day. We have a beautiful showroom where you can relax, work with an educated team of professionals, including two GIA graduate gemologists, and view the largest selection of GIA and Forevermark loose certified diamonds, along with the largest selection of diamond fashion jewelry in Southwest Florida.
The Diamond District selection includes over 3,000 engagement rings from world-renowned designers, including Tacori, Verragio, and many more. With the selection, wholesale pricing, and comfortable environment, you simply won't find a better diamond buying experience than with the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, yeah, I'm sorry. We got off on a tangent there. So yeah. The show is called Dark Side of the Ring.
Yeah.
Guess who the narrator is?
Who?
Dirty Dutch Mantel.
Oh, Dirty Dutch.
He fought a bear.
I know he did. I know he fought a bear. Do I have that? Wait a second. I might.
Dirty Dutch Mantel.
I might have that.
Well, you want me to do a story while you're looking for
it? Oh, here it is. I got it.
All right. If you got it, let's roll.
I got it.
Why the hell not? Dirty Dutch Mantel.
Wrestled a bear.
Now, of course, here, bear has natural instincts. It's not going to know your upper echelon Greco-Roman style wrestling. It's not going to know what a snap mare is.
Here you go.
Arm bar.
Mother's taking the place of Wildcat Wendell Cooley, who was injured. Bears, of course, are natural wrestlers. No question about this. They instinctively know a snap mare, a leg sweep.
Sure they do.
They don't know some of the finer holds, such as a figure four or what have you.
Not.
But all of the basic holds
Boston
are
crap.
Natural with them. Yeah. And this bear, although he's very amiable by nature, once he gets stand-up competition going, then he just naturally wants to wrestle. And you can see there, he went for a leg sweep. Tracy Smothers going for a side headlock, and the bear very quickly countered that. Now Smothers in behind him once again, gets him over on his back, and the bear, obviously frustrated at this point in time, very quickly rolls over, and once again the bear was on his back, but only momentarily. 550 pounds of supple muscle. Notice now how Tracy Smothers moves in on him once again. Now, the last thing in the world he wants to do is get this 550-pound grizzly upset. Good, good move by Smothers that time. Took the bear down off his feet temporarily. Smothers moves outside the ring, and he's getting a brief rest. But there's a big argument going on here as the time limit has expired, and the bear has not been able to score a pinfall. Dirty Dutch Mantell, totally upset, totally concerned over the situation. A lot of money was riding on the situation. Mantell is the loser, and Tracy Smothers comes out not as a victor, but as a tie.
Yeah.
Also, I guess Dirty Dutch Mantell backed the Bear. He was the Bears' manager.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Check that.
Yeah, check that. But you are correct.
Stan, I want to meet this guy. I think I could understand him. 59-year-old Andrew Lippi lives in the Keys. He is filthy rich. Last month.
I read this, and why?
He bought a private island in the Keys with a huge estate for $8 million. He also owns a 12-bedroom mansion that was featured on The Real World on MTV. So, suffice it to say, Andrew has money. But somehow, he was arrested on Saturday for trying to steal about $300 worth of crap from the Kmart.
And I mean, it was just, you know, simple household junk.
Apparently, he needed some things for his new mansion because right after he closed on it last month, he bought 2 new coffee makers, 8 light bulbs, and a bed skirt at the Kmart.
Yep.
I wonder if that was from the Jacqueline Smith collection.
Yeah, she used to be with Kmart. Beautiful woman.
Police say he put just junk in the boxes, sealed them up, and tried to return them for a full refund. Now, the box for the bed skirt had a pillowcase in it. He replaced the light bulbs with bum dead bulbs. And in the Keurig coffee maker box, he just threw a basketball in there to weight it down. Andrew, again, who's got all this money, says he didn't do it. Must have been somebody else.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
He is facing a felony grand theft charge, and he's due in court next week.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, would you rather hear about bees feeding off someone's tears or a crooked Uber driver?
Now, is this the Uber driver that came back and stole stuff?
Yeah.
Instead of feeding off the tears. By the way, from the Absolute Law text line, listening to this outside the local wrestling training center, waiting for it to open, guys, you made my day. Macho Haney 2020.
Oh, hell yeah. Thanks, brother. You know, sometimes you get the feeling that others feed off your misery.
Yep.
Sometimes it's literally true.
Yep.
A woman in her 20s was visiting a dead relative's grave in Taiwan. She was trying to keep the grave clean and tidy and was, you know, pulling weeds. When a bunch of bees flew into her right eye.
Jeez, a bunch of them?
Yes. Now, to be clear, they were really tiny, and she didn't realize that it was bees. She thought she just got some sand or dirt in her eyes.
Yeah.
And she flushed her eye out with water. Her eyelid then swelled up, and she kept feeling a sharp pain in her eye. So finally, later that night, she went to the hospital. And it turned out 4 bees were living in her eye.
Oh, went underneath there and started nesting.
Yep. 4 bees were alive in her eyeball. And doctors informed her the bees had been feeding off her tears.
Yeah, getting all the nutrients they need.
Feeding off your tears. She developed a bacterial infection and inflammation in the cornea, but a doctor was able to remove the live bees. Probably harder than you think.
Yeah, you got to get a beekeeper.
And they say she should make a full recovery. Now, remember, this is Taiwan, and they're not even sure on the exact species of bee. But apparently, they were some type of a sweet bee.
Yeah, sweet bee.
Which are very attracted to our perspiration and salt.
Yeah, we're out here. Remember those bees that won't fly, but they keep following you?
Yep. And they just want to feed off our tears.
Yeah.
Off our misery.
Yep.
Well, they're sick.
Yeah. Disgusting. Let me tell you something. Feed off our tears. Feed off our misery. Come on. There's plenty of it.
Yep. Yeah. I'll cry your river. No problem.
Yep.
Because from that comes the sweetest honey. Shoot me now. And that's the news for today, Wednesday, April 10th.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
Mark, thank you. News this afternoon brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. We'll take a break. We will be back. We are the Stan and Haney Show. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Rob Show coming up at 6 o'clock. He will have a safe word for you. Could get you a thou. Let's get a...
We all squared away?
Let's say it.
W6K.
Part of the job?
Yeah, we're squared
pound
away.
Pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Thank you, Morgan and Morgan. Let's get you updated one last time on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now. K-Rock traffic.
Jet's Pizza bringing it to you. We got a crash. Fort Myers in the 10,000 block of University Plaza Drive. And one more for you. It's in Lehigh Acres. Crash. Ansel Avenue South and Leonard Boulevard South. And you are up to date. Let's laugh.
Time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96K-Rock.
My grandfather had a special rocking chair built that would lean forward rather than backwards so he could fake interest in any conversation. When I was little, on Christmas, he gave me a box of broken glass. Gave my brother a box of Band-Aids. Then he said, "Now you two share." One time he said, "Stephen, how old are you?" I said, "I'm 5." He said, "When I was your age, I was 6. Then he cackled madly and threw a spoon against the window. He was an odd man. He once carved a turkey out of a chicken. His will was an IOU. He told me sometimes when you lose, you really win, like if you were playing musical electric chairs. One time I told him a dream I had, and I said, "What do you think that means?" And he said, "It means you were sleeping."
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy.
Hey.
Ah, Jesus Christ. Tony D'Amico, Cape, Crepe, and Chowder, the dump right there by the old bus depot in Cape Coral. Are you selling your chowder in Winn-Dixie's now?
I just signed a piece of paper. And look, between you and me and a lamppost, I don't know what's in that can.
I think because I went, I saw somebody said to some that said that you got Tony's chowder at Winn-Dixie now. I went and they were saying, oh, it's got an off a white color to it. It's thick. It's pasty. And I looked at it. I don't know how many people understand, A, there's no milk in the chowder, and B, it's condensed, so you got to add some water to it. People are eating it right out of the can, and it's got your good name on it. Put down the cigarette.
You don't tell me what to do. It's about 6 months ago.
Yeah.
This highfalutin New York looking type comes in.
Yeah.
And he has a bowl of chowder.
Mm-hmm.
And you know me. Part of the appeal of my restaurant is that I'm hands-on. I talk to every customer.
Yeah. You're hands-on and you don't wear gloves.
How was your meal, sir?
Uh-huh.
And he was curious about the chowder.
Uh-huh.
And he says, sir, is it true that this chowder contains no dairy product at all? No milk, no nothing.
It's the old Cape May standby.
And I said, that is absolutely true. We pride ourselves on that. Perfect if you're lactose intolerant.
Yep.
And he said, have you ever thought about putting this on the store shelves? And I said, do I look like I run a cannery? No, sir, I run a restaurant.
Yeah, you've tried doing that before. You don't run a cannery. I know you don't run a cannery. Because whenever you do like the Taste of the Cape or something like that, you bring it in those big white paint buckets.
Yep, it's a dog bowl safe material.
Okay.
Made in the USA.
Okay, so Mr. New York comes in there and asks if you've ever thought of selling this stuff.
And, you know, I can take a compliment. I said, well, you're certainly not the first to comment on how much they love the chowder. And he goes, well, actually, I don't care for the chowder at all.
Yep.
He said, I'm just fascinated that this doesn't have any dairy in it.
No, never has. Never has.
And I said, well, yes, it's a secret family recipe. And he goes, well, how much is that secret family recipe worth to you?
Oh, don't tell me you sold the recipe.
Well, I said, why on earth would you be interested in my secret family recipe if you don't like my chowder? And he said, Tony, I don't know if you know this, but the most expensive part of a restaurant-style chowder is the dairy, and you've eliminated it. You must be making this stuff dirt cheap.
Honestly, yes, 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 he is.
Also part of the family recipe.
Yep, dirt.
Here's what I sold them.
Okay. Please tell me it's not the recipe.
Oh, it's the recipe, all right.
Yeah?
I said, first of all, get the idea of clams out of your head. It's clam style chowder. The recipe consists of tap water.
Cape Coral Municipal.
Yeah. Tap water.
Tap water, sliced potatoes, and non-dairy powder.
Is that what's in the can? Is that what they're selling?
The key is, if you deal with potatoes, you know, sometimes there's a potato that's a little off. It's too rubbery or too chewy.
Yeah, sometimes it's got a little knot.
Cut that up real tiny, those deformed potatoes, and people will think it's clam.
Seriously, so if I look at the label of Tony's chowder at the grocery store.
It doesn't say clam on the can.
And not only is it milkless, but there's clam, no clams.
Clam-style chowder.
What? So clam-style means that, what is it, just a little knot from a potato or something that looks a little funny that is also added in there?
Yes, it's like where you get that on your spoon, you look at it, and you go, oh, that must be the clam. No, it's just a deformed piece of potato. It's got the wrong consistency.
How did you pull this off? I mean, the Food and Drug Administration has to go and take a look at something that's in there. And if you look at the ingredients, potatoes.
Tap water.
And what? Powder? What kind of powder?
Non-dairy powder.
Non-dairy powder. So it's Coffee Mate, water, potatoes and some deformed potatoes.
And a dash of
well,
salt.
The deformed potatoes is the secret, really.
The deformed potatoes is the secret.
You know, I
is there any like salt in it? Any pepper in it? Anything that gives it flavor?
Well, that's the taste. You know, at the restaurant, I do that.
Right. But
I don't know what
stuff.
They do in the can.
Uh-huh. Now, let me ask you one other thing. You stupid.
And you know, the whole time I'm sitting there and I'm wistfully looking over at the bowling alley.
Yeah.
Remembering when I rolled a 298.
What decade was that in?
Probably the 60s.
Okay. Let me ask you.
Back when you could smoke.
Let me ask you something. Have you?
Yeah, you go ahead and ask.
Have you made? Has anybody recognized the fact that you have chowder now in the grocery store? Have people come in and asked you? Are you Tony, the same guy that I bought at the grocery store? This is your restaurant. Has it gotten any like residual effects for business?
Not so much that, but evidently these YouTube videos, they know me from that.
What YouTube video?
Old racist white man loses his... Because I don't know why, but these kids...
Yeah.
They have started bringing dogs to my restaurant specifically so the dog can defecate right at the front door of my restaurant.
I know. Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.